The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Prayer 100 days prayer marathon. Those who are also joining us online, podcast, I congratulate you.
Podcast, I
want to really say that God has really tested our faithfulness.
And
one of the days, I am just going to stand here and announce to you that today is the last day.
We
are just going to hear that today is the end of the 100 days.
That day is only
known to me. And I'm praying towards it. Amen.
Amen.
If there is any time we should really devote our time to prayer, is now.
I am talking
about corporate prayer. Amen.
Amen.
This week is our preparation towards our Isaac sacrifice.
And
so from tomorrow, we are going to have two speakers tomorrow and Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday. And all that they will be speaking will allow the Holy Spirit to lead them the way He will be leading them to lead us. And tonight, I still want us to deal with an area that we dealt with yesterday and this morning podcast and the 11th hour prayer parade, the area of vulnerabilities. Dealing with vulnerabilities that create battles. The Lord is teaching us a lot, especially the podcast and then the 11th hour prayer parade.
Nyankopon e chee nima bebre e wa anopampa ibo ni nondu baako empa ibo juma die ni mu.
Christianity involves a lot of sacrifice.
Christo sum aforebo e ka ho pa.
And the paying of the price.
Eni say wo betua ebo bi emu odu.
Paul acknowledged the fact that every human being, no matter your level in Christ, there are areas in your life that you will be vulnerable.
Paul, Jesus Christ, Suyani, can say, Babi bi wo ho a, obi o wo Christo mo, enfa wone umpempen soa, wenyine ko ju wo Yesu mo, ube to si, anase ube ye mre wo babi.
And it is because of these vulnerabilities that we need to rely on God, rely on His Word, and rely on the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you.
ɛnam yɛ mmerɛ ɔyɛ nti na ahia sɛ yɛde yɛn ho bɛto kristo so na ɛma honhom kronkron adi yɛn anim kan.
That was why Paul said in Romans chapter 7 from verse 21 to 25 that so I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Amen.
Amen.
And again in Joshua chapter 7.
Joshua chapter 7.
From verse 1. But the Israelites acted unfaithfully in regard to the devoted things. Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah of the tribe of Judah, took some of them. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven, to the east of Bethel, and told them, go up and spy out the region. So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, not all the people will have to go up against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not worry all the people, for only a few men are there. So about 3,000 men went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gate as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord, remaining there till evening. The elders of Israel did the same and sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, ah, sovereign Lord, why did you bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Oh Lord, what can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they will surround us and wipe our name from the earth. What then will you do for your own great name? Verse 10. The Lord said to Joshua, stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possessions. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turned their backs and ran because they have been made liable to destruction. Beloved, let me make this statement again. As a deliverance minister for many years now, I'm not saying I'm a pastor of deliverance service of God. When I got born again in 1979, about 6 months, I started casting out demons from people. 6 months after I got born again, somebody was manifesting.
Na obi da ne ho adi.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Pie fini mu we Yesu din mu.
We haven't cast out demons before, but you have to start casting.
Onye bi da nanso sambre ni aba.
And that was where we learned how when the demons were entering into agreement with us of the day they want to go.
Sambre ni na yani adaimoni edi nchia kan kachre yen se edai ye be fini mu akọ.
When you are casting them out, they look at you, they laugh, they laugh. So then you take to the brother Patrick. What is he laughing? What's the meaning of the
laughter?
You see, the reason why I came to Life Deliverance Ministry, especially when they get to the place. And the demon is shouting, fire, fire, I can't stand.
I will go.
Then we ask, what are you seeing? I am seeing fire. The inside is so, hey, so me too, I carry fire.
I also carry fire.
So you go first and celebrate and then you come back. Yes, now.
Now that I carry fire, I say
go in the name of Jesus. So I know what I'm talking about. What TV Joshua has been, I am surprised that I am so shocked. Look, that was how we started in 79, like TV Joshua in the Volta region. It is not new, but I am surprised that TV Joshua came online and all of a sudden, it is as if that's the first time people are seeing that.
Na niya osofo we welcome TV Joshua Nigeria osofo senior odini juma dienu ya na ya ni wanwa.
I want to say this and listen to me. Our security in Christ is impregnable. That means that no power can penetrate where we are in Christ.
Look,
where you are in Christ, no power can touch you. I say no power can touch you in Christ. It is because we don't know. Look at what the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29.
John 10:28 and 29.
I give them eternal life. Do you know what it is, eternal life? Eternal life is the life of God that you can live here on earth and continue with God. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. They shall never perish. Say, I can never perish.
Say, I can never perish.
Say, I can never perish.
I can never perish.
Say, I can never perish.
I can never perish.
Today I was talking with somebody.
And then I'm in your big casa.
And I told the person that
I'm a country and saying
I can be defrauded.
Meet me, may I marry?
I can be they can cheat me. Somebody can defraud me.
Okay, obi bet me every amen.
Because I'm a human being.
But
I can also not be defrauded.
Because
before I take a step, I know what I have done. And I know what has been said to me. I can be defrauded. But I can also not be defrauded. You see, and they shall never perish. Say, I will never perish.
I will never perish.
Say, I will never perish.
Say,
no power can destroy me in Christ. No power can destroy me.
To me,
and my family, say in Christ, where I am, no power
to me
can destroy me, can destroy my wife, can destroy my children, can destroy my home, can destroy my family, I said no power. If you believe no power, clap for Jesus. So you see, say, I give them eternal life.
And
they shall never perish.
Now, one year, they be around down.
No one will snatch them out of my hand. Say, no power can snatch me out of the hands of Jesus. Say, no power can snatch me out of the hand of Jesus. Say, no power can snatch
me
out of the hands of Jesus. You see the prayer point? This one. When you leave here and you go and pray this scripture, the contract God has given to you, the wife or husband God has given to you, the gift God has given to you, you stand and declare, no power can take this from my hands. Go to verse 29. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Is there any power that can snatch you from God's hand? Is there any power? Is there any power? Oh. If you know where we are in Christ,
you
see, there is in Job chapter 1 verse 10, Job
1:10,
Satan was talking about the hedge that God has built around Job. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, so that his flocks' heads are spread throughout the land. Say, there is a hedge around me. Say, in Christ, there is a hedge. There is a hedge around me. Say, in Christ, I am untouchable. In Christ, I am untouchable. Because there is a hedge. There is a hedge. There is a hedge. There is a hedge. There is a hedge around me. Amen. Do you know?
Amen.
When you are praying scripture, then spiritually, angels are building the hedge. That's why we need to pray scripture. As you are praying, the angels are active. They are building. Already the hedge is there.
But as you are praying,
that is why we should pray scripture. So you see the hedge. Now let's go to John chapter 6 verse 37. 37 to 39. John 6. All those the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. 38. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. 39. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall, is it loss or lose? I shall lose, eh? That I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Say, in Christ, I will never be lost. Say, I will never be lost. Say, whatever blessing that Jesus has given to me, I will never lose it. 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 In Jesus' name. Now, children of God, listen to me. Listen to what Jesus is saying. So you think Jesus will sit down and witches will come and touch you? You think Jesus will sit down and let occult power, marine power, will come and touch you? They are afraid. I'm telling you, witches, they are afraid of you. But why is it that It appears that witches and wizards and the evil powers, it appears that they are so powerful against the church.
And against
that's what we are praying now. Why are they so powerful? Listen to what Paul said.
Paul,
in Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25, there is another law that has made me a slave to sin.
Another law.
When I want to please God, the things I want to do, I don't see myself doing. The things I don't want to do are the things I do. Another law. Paul was saying, I am vulnerable. And look at Joshua and the Israelites. When God told them, go and fight the Amorites, all their cities. Don't take anything home. Don't take anything home. But one person called
Achan
picked some of the things and went and give them under his tent. And what happened? The anchor of the law
came
against Israel. So when they went to fight a small army, the army came out and slaughtered 36 of them. And Joshua got angry and sad and tore his clothes and went on the floor. Then God came and said to Joshua, why are you down? Rise up.
Sorry.
Israel has sinned.
Israel,
they have taken what I said they shouldn't take. So they have become liable, vulnerable. Let me tell you. The devil is not doing any hard work against us. Look, he knows that the word God has declared, he can't touch you. Satan cannot touch you. Witches cannot touch you.
To me, and I said, by phone to me from San Kao.
Do you know all that they do? They spy on your weakness. Your vulnerability. So they feed on your vulnerability. They spy on your vulnerability. The area of your vulnerability is a gateway. That's what opens the way for them. What God says you shouldn't do and you do. You have opened yourself. What God said do and you are not doing, you've opened yourself. Look, Christianity is not easy. It's better that you are not a Christian than to be a Christian and decide to live anyhow. The very day you accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, your name is written in the book of life. You are marked with the blood. Satan knows all this. He knows he can't touch you. He knows you belong to God. So he doesn't want to worry himself. But you know, he wants to worry you. He will look at the area you are weak. That's all. So that he will get you to offend God. He will get you to violate the word of God. That is all. Live anyhow. He has finished with you. He can rob you. He can steal from you. He can destroy you. Our areas of vulnerability. Look, Moses couldn't enter the promised land because of anger. In Exodus chapter 2, Moses killed an Egyptian who was fighting an Israeli. Out of anger, in Exodus 32,
out of anger,
Moses threw down the two tablets.
Moses, the man do whom Abonne for Shannon, so
Numbers 20.
I want numerous whom I said to you, and you move and what
verse 20 from verse 8 to 12. So you see three places
behind me and son
that Moses demonstrated anger.
Ah, Moses, that a buffo edging.
And you know the source of that anger.
Now, wouldn't him say buffo no, but nefari bind.
Moses inherited that anger
now, Moses,
from
and ya say buffo no, Ephim
from the grandfather,
Ephim, Nana, Nana,
from his ancestor,
Ephim, Nana, Nomo,
ancestor Levi,
Nana, Levi,
right. Genesis 34, 25 to 31. Genesis 34,
25 to 31.
Genesis 34, 25 to 31. We will not read. Then Genesis 49. Genesis 49, 5 to 7. Let's look at Genesis 49. Because the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi killed King Hamon and the son Shechem, whom they have entered into agreement that if you want to marry our sister Dinah, circumcise. So you see, it was a covenant that if you want to marry our sister, circumcise. So all the men, even though they don't circumcise, because they want their daughter, they all circumcise. When they were in pain, and you know, when you circumcise, those who circumcise when you were old before you circumcised, you know the way you walk. When they circumcise, I mean, nothing should touch the, you walk like this. You need to be circumcised as a baby. You shouldn't
These
were grown up men that were circumcised. So when they were in pain,
then
Simeon and Levi
went
and killed them. And Jacob became angry.
Na Jacob,
why have you entered into covenant with them? And then you kill them. You have brought trouble.
Would your how abba?
So Jacob waited.
Na Jacob,
when he was about to die, and he was to bless his sons.
Na ese oshirane mano.
When he got to, he said, come and let me tell you what will happen to you in your future.
Genesis
49:5. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their souls are weapons of violence. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly. For they have killed men in their anger and hamstrung oxen as they pleased. Cursed be their anger. Look, anger is not bad. Anger is not bad. Even to feel for a woman or to feel for a man, it's not a sin. God put that feeling there. But there is a point that it makes you vulnerable. If you don't check yourself, those of us who are married, you don't know. You see a woman who
would
display some qualities that your wife doesn't have. If you don't take it, something begin to run through you.
So one show also in the name of Shasia, a siwa unipadri anymore.
We have the natural one, oh.
And your dear woho.
But as it begins to run, if you don't shake yourself and check yourself,
so one was so one found one siwa,
and it stays.
Na ebet na wa.
That's when you become vulnerable.
And then now what be mre, what be to sing.
So there is an anger that is a curse anger.
Cursed
be their anger.
And no man come on my book.
So fierce and their fury. So cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob. And disperse them in Israel. Do you know that the tribe of Simeon never exists? Simeon. It never exists.
Simeon, I say aunt and I say.
Anger destroyed the tribe of Simeon. Only Levi existed.
Levi pe enetina se.
Moses,
Aaron,
and Miriam.
And Miriam.
They came from Levi.
Omo fi Levi abusuyemu.
So three places.
Biye miensa.
Moses demonstrated anger.
Moses the bufu edi.
The devil mark him. Exodus chapter 2.
Moses whom edi kain etosumienu etimienu.
The devil Moses. Display anger. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12.
When
he killed the Egyptians. Then Exodus chapter 32, verse 19. The second place. The second place where Moses displayed anger. Exodus 32, 19. Moses in anger threw down the two tablets containing the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Then there too, the devil marked him. Then in Numbers
20:8-12.
Numbers 20:8-12. When Moses was to take the elders to the rock, and then he should speak to the rock. Because of pressure from the people, Moses expressed anger again. You rebels, should I produce water for you? Instead of speaking, bah! Then God said to Moses, Moses, are you cold?
Moses, why you be?
Moses and Aaron, are you cold?
Moses, ni Aaron, why you be?
Yahweh water.
Muna mwedi juma.
You went up.
Why you ni yankasa.
Miva, miteva.
Mumbra, na menkanche, mumbra.
Congratulations, Moses, calm. Mumbra. Moses said they thought God was going to congratulate them.
Now office and ya me bo my basso.
He said, Moses and Aaron.
Was it Moses any Aaron?
Instead of speaking, you struck.
Senka munkasa mupimuye.
Do you know why water came out?
When you yentia in suba ya na.
Because I was standing there.
He said, let me jina ho.
Father's visit. The presence of the Lord was there. And I don't want to disgrace you before the people. However, because you didn't obey to speak, you chose your own way to strike. The promised land. You will see it from afar, only with your eyes. You will never step there. Listen to what I'm going to say. The Holy Spirit just dropped something in me right now. Could it be the reason why people continue to hear good prophecies, but they never step into the prophecy? Could it be?
Say,
you go and stand on the mountain and see by your legs. And somewhere, is it in Deuteronomy? The Bible says that Moses called on God. Deuteronomy chapter something. Moses called on God. God, please remember. When you call on God to change his mind, God asks Moses, why are you calling me? Say, please, the issue about the promised land, say, that matter is sin. Never talk about it again. You see the reason why we are only receiving prophecies? Let me tell you, who will perform the prophecy? It's God who will perform the prophecy. People are sowing seeds. People are connected to the altar. Those who have become prophetic sons and daughters, they are receiving akwantre. They are giving you akwantre. They tell you that from now, for the next 3 months, so so and so.
Say.
Then another 3 months, so so and so.
Say.
You have obeyed all. Yet. Now they will tell you that continue to believe. It is the same everywhere. Why didn't they tell you from day one that continue to believe? Once they have given you the akwantre, it means after performing the akwantre, the thing should work. But after the akwantre, nothing. Then they refer you to Abraham. Romans chapter 4 verse 18.
Abraham.
Against all hope, Abraham continued to hope.
Abraham.
So keep on hoping. Meanwhile, you have already performed the akwantre. You have given them 10,000. You have given them 10,000 cities. You have given them 5,000. You have given them so and so. After all the akwantre, do you know that the modern prophet's akwantre is like when you go to the shrine and they say, go and bring chicken, go and bring fowl. Do you know that is the same? Do you know?
It's the same.
Beloved,
Anuanom,
we need to examine our area of vulnerability. That is what opens the way for the enemy. I am telling you, some of us, we talk too much. Some of us, our area of vulnerability is anxiety. Some, it is fear. Some, it is anger. Some, like David, is last. Today, I didn't talk about David.
David.
Women.
Emma.
Women.
Emma.
The man after God's own heart. But he has his scar. Women. Fair women. Tall and slim. The area of unforgiveness, doubt.
Do
you know that poverty can make you vulnerable? Poverty. Do you know that scarcity can make you vulnerable? Poverty can make you vulnerable. Scarcity can make you vulnerable. Do you know the reason why some unbelievers, do you know the reason why people talk by heart even against the church? I mean, look, money is power. Money is power. Look, we need money. I say we need money. We need to overcome poverty. We need to overcome scarcity in the house. Why is that after COVID? Why is that people cannot go to church?
Today, Pastor
was telling me.
And no, so for be catching me
saying. My people are not coming to church.
When you call
them,
they
don't have money for transport.
Because
of the economy.
They don't have money for transport.
Then I say, okay, we all voted. So we must all pay the price. I asked, he said, when we were shouting, Nana, now, here we are, Nana. Nana, here we are.
Yet it's cancelled so accommodating.
Yet it's cancelled so
accommodating.
Move voting, mommy, why? Me ba,
we have voted
now. That's why the Bible says we should pray for our leaders. So, you don't know what the other one is coming to do.
You
know, there are powers that control them. They are not themselves. Poverty can make you vulnerable. Singleness, single, those who are single, they are vulnerable.
See,
because you are single and your age is going, some men just want to sleep with you. They want to, so they will pretend that they love you. Open up because your years are going, singleness.
It makes you vulnerable. Widows
are very vulnerable. Single mothers are vulnerable. Barren women are vulnerable. Orphans are vulnerable. Dependents are vulnerable. Destitute, they are vulnerable. As we pray, you know your particular area. We are going to shut down the gates of vulnerability. Beloved, we cannot overcome our vulnerability in a day.
No.
But we must be aware. For example, if your problem is anger, the moment somebody is talking, and you realize that your temperature is beginning to check yourself quickly.
Because, look,
let me tell you, whenever God is going to open the door for you, the devil will send an agent to provoke you in the area of your vulnerability. I'm telling you, the moment you do that thing, the door closes. It will take some years again. There is no time for me to look. Some family, the moment they do it, your maid, your house, even your worker. There are some particular people that the devil has planted. I work with somebody. Hey, this person can annoy you. You'll be annoyed. In fact, sometimes the whole month, you're annoyed. You can't move forward. It was at a point I realized that this is intentional. Then I realized that she has a spirit. And she doesn't care. But God said, help her. But she didn't allow herself to be helped. Please, be alert. Be alert, Papa, know your area. So that the moment something is coming to shake you, you check. I will not allow. Because that is the only way the enemy gets us.
As
in Christ, we are secure, we are blessed. Say, my Father in heaven,
My Father in heaven.
Any gate of vulnerability in my life.
Any gate of vulnerability in my life.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus
and the Holy Ghost
Christ,
fire.
And the Holy
I
Ghost
shut
fire.
That
I
gate.
Shut that gate.
I shut that gate.
I shut,
shut
that
the
gate.
Gates of vulnerability.
I shut the gate,
shut
of,
the
vulnerability
gates of vulnerability in your life. Ancestral gates
in
of vulnerability.
Of my life, that
generational gates of family gates. Parental gates of shut them, shut them, shut them, shut them. Shut the gates of vulnerability. Beloved, I don't know you. Let me tell you. In this whole world, you see, as we are here like this, you think we know each other. We don't know. I'm telling you. We don't know. We don't know each other. That's why only your husband or your wife, apart from God, they know you. No one on earth. Your friends, they know you to some limit. But only God knows you. And then maybe pastors. Something happened between some two people. And the way they displayed in my office. I started praying in tongues. Then I said, God, I need descending of spirit. That day, it was when they finished, they started crying. Say, oh, before pastor, I said, don't cry. God just wanted me to know you. You know, I see you as an angel. But today, you perform like a demon. The demon that is in you.
Nah,
look at the way you are acting.
God wanted me to know that tonight.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any gate, look, some of you are here. When you get angry,
see,
when we come to church, you look, when we come to church, if they are marking us, they will give you 100%. The one who gives you 100%, you will say in your head, this man doesn't know. And kau nimpa who mami 100. Because a dear be sehwa se shaky kakra. E shaky kakra. E mi kaka mi kika mi hoa. I'm telling you, you are standing here smiling. We don't know each other. Some people, you look at them as if they don't talk. They look so gentle. Don't play. Don't joke. The day that thing will land, you will stand and watch and say, hey. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Every gate of vulnerability in my life.
Every gate of vulnerability in my life.
That the devil is taking advantage of.
To attack me.
To rob me.
To fight me.
The gate of vulnerability in my life.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I shut down.
I shut down.
Shut down the gate of vulnerability. Say any vulnerability.
Any vulnerability
that has been transferred to me, generational vulnerability, ancestral vulnerability, family vulnerability, parental vulnerability, like Moses,
like
Jacob, that has been transferred to me, like Moses, like Judah,
like
David,
that
has been transferred to me.
Me.
I detach myself from it. With the blood of Jesus Christ,
with
the Holy Ghost fire,
any
vulnerability that has been transferred to me, I am the Lord of the Lord. Discussing something, and I am beginning to have a thought. If possible, very soon we are going to start marriage counseling in this church. Whoever you want to marry, go and pick. Just come for the date that we should organize your wedding for you. Very soon, I'm going to announce it. No counseling. Because people think that we are bothering them. People have their own mind. The things they say about the marriage committee. When I go and they ask me this question, I will not tell the truth. I will not say this. Very soon, counseling is going to be by something. You just go and pick and bring. We bless. Only the date. We give you a date.
You are gone.
Yes. Because there is a spirit in this house. Talking is too much. Do you know why I'm saying this? The Holy Spirit just dropped something. And we are going to pray. Vulnerability through marriage.
Look,
when the devil wants to pepper your life, he gives you somebody who will annoy you for the rest of your life.
Look,
he has finished you. I'm telling you, he has finished you. The person will be directly opposite you. The things you don't like are the things the person will be doing. Ow! People are agonizing in marriage. You don't know. But you see, you can't break away. And sad people too, they will not go and commit adultery so that you can stand. They will not commit adultery so that you can stand on it and hurt and cut yourself out. Couples have sat before me. Too much. Before me and my wife. It was when the man was talking that the woman heard what the man was talking for the first time.
What is he saying?
So, mommy, this is not true.
What you are saying,
I am only hearing today. So, you say, you don't know. Over there, too, the woman started talking. The man said, so, you see, the two of them from day one. So, what was it that brought them together? What was it? Sex.
Last.
That's all. In our hall, in our office.
It was through her.
The man is talking, and the woman is hearing for the first time. The woman is talking, and the man is hearing for the first time. And those two marriages, they have collapsed. How can two people work together unless they agree?
So from them,
what brought them together? How did they come? And if it came to the altar here, they've had wedding.
He
tells you that the devil hid something.
And
use sexual pleasure or whatever to bring them to the altar.
After that,
that's when the vulnerability raised the head.
That's
why when we are talking to you, look, very soon, you are not going to get it again. You are not going to get it. Hey, you will get it. Go and pick and bring. We bless you. Say every overflow vulnerability. Through marriage.
Through
relationship.
Through relationship.
Any overflow vulnerability. Through marriage. Through marriage, through close relationship, with the blood of Jesus Christ,
I shut down. I am the Lord.
When the devil wants to hit you hard and shut you down, slow you, disorganize you, is through marriage. He lures you into a kind of marriage. You are, if God doesn't give you grace, you are finished. Look, I am not saying that you are going to marry a perfect person. Myself and my wife, we are not perfect.
Look,
we are different. Our difference, you have no idea. There are some food I like eating. She doesn't like it. Our differences. But you see, God gives you the grace to harmonize. That area will not be a problem. You are able to manage it. That's how it is. You will never marry an angel. But there are some that are highly demonic. The devil uses it to settle you for less. When you marry a man, when you are making progress, the man is insecure. She's going to take. She wants to show that she is better than me. Such a man. You are finished. And let me tell you, in marriage, you should ensure that your partner becomes better. I marry my wife as a sixth former. Today she's holding masters in education. She has a Bachelor of Science in Administration. She had diploma in theology. She has certificate in administration from GIMPA. And then me too. I married as a form 5
leaver.
But today, I hold 3 doctorate degrees. Do you think that if she has not given me peace? Look, there is something this woman does for me, eh? You don't know. Immediately I get worried small. She will just say something. When we were coming, I saw traffic in front. I said, look at this traffic. Look at this traffic now.
She said, no.
We are going. Don't you see? We will go. It is going. Our path is going. We are going. I said, okay. And when I started going, I realized that only one car blocked the way. Immediately, it turned like this. The way was there open. You see, if she had said that, it is true. We are finished. We are actually finished.
You see?
Look, these are the things we are talking about, though. We are not talking about you marrying an angel. But somebody whose weakness you can still manage. We want to pray one prayer and close. Any situation that God, the devil has created. This one, pray it well. Any situation that the devil has created to make you vulnerable. Delay. Abraham's vulnerability was all delay. Like some of you whose marriages are delayed. If you don't take care, and the devil brings such a man, you say, after all, my years are going. So, me for man. Delay. Poverty. Lack. Scarcity. Stagnation. Indebtedness. Always you are borrowing money. About 28 years now, I've never called any human being here on earth to give me money.
No.
I pray and money comes. But some few months ago, a situation arose. I had to call people. I had to call people. For the first time, I had to call people. Say, my Father in heaven.
In this situation, in the condition
that Satan has created to make me vulnerable, delays.
Poverty.
Lack.
Scarcity.
Indebtedness.
Sicknesses and diseases.
Setbacks.
Joblessness.
Poverty.
Delay.
Scarcity. Indebtedness.
Barrenness.
Singleness.
Any situation
that the devil has created to make me vulnerable. In the name of Jesus. As I clap my hands. With the blood.
I shut it down. I am the Provocator of Papa.
Specifically, we want to pray for economic and financial situation. A pastor called me today. And he was crying. Hey, Papa. For 3 months now, I haven't received my pay. My members are not coming to church. They are not paying tithe. Very soon we are going for credential. He doesn't know what he is going to write. Because for 3 months now he hasn't paid tithe. The church hasn't paid their 20%. And as for Assemblies of God, these two things
Service of God,
if you joke with them,
if
these two areas you are okay, you are okay. Your personal tithe as a pastor and then your church is 20%. Ah. All the form you fill, that's where they are looking at. That's where they will look at first. When they look there first, then the next one is your name. They will look at your name. Whose form is it? Finish. That's all. They read that. You have written there. Pastor was crying. Let me tell you, do you know that economic and financial vulnerability can cause you to join occult? Do you know that if a malam, somebody appear right now that I can help you, somebody whose money you shouldn't collect, do you know that you will collect it? Because of vulnerability. Have you been to a situation where your landlord come read a note for you that the thing we have suffered, this woman will come 4 a.m. knock at our door. Do you know that some people, when they are in the church, small, they will go and stand at the gate and they will watch. Because somebody said, I am coming to your church. Do you think when your landlord or somebody tells you are owing, and the person tells you that, okay, you, I know your church. Some people have fought here. Somebody came to collect money at the car park here. People had to contribute and pay the person for the person. Pregnant had to contribute and pay money. Yeah. Because the person came, because they know the time we go to church. Economic financial vulnerability. When you are in church, then you are turning your head like you are looking.
Even
when somebody pass around you, or when an usher touches that somebody is looking for you, say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any financial situation
or economic situation that the enemy has created to make me vulnerable. I shut down, I shut down, I shut down, I shut down, I shut down. Economic or financial situation.
I shut down. 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 I am the Lubuko to the Barapata. I am the Lubuko to the Barapata. I am the Lubuko to the Barapata. I am the Lubuko to the I am the Lubuko to the Barapata. 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 I am the Lubuko to the I am a Kabaya, 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 I am a Kabaya,
Finally, corporately, say in this house.
In this house,
among those of us standing here,
and
those who are online,
and those who are online,
we shut down.
Delays in the house.
Delays in the house.
Delays in the house.
Delays in the house. Every delay in the house.
Every
stagnation in the house.
Every stagnation.
Every setback in the house.
Every setback.
Every singleness in the house.
Every singleness.
Every barrenness in the house.
Every barrenness in the house.
Every poverty in the house.
Every poverty in the house.
Every widow in the house.
Every widow.
Every offense in the house.
Every offense.
With the blood of Jesus Christ. We shut down. We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down. Every joblessness.
We shut down.
Every joblessness in the house.
Every poverty in the house.
We shut down.
Yes.
Every delay in the house.
We shut down.
Every joblessness in the house.
We shut down.
Every lack in the house.
Every poverty in the house.
We shut them down.
Every scarcity in the house.
We shut them down.
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 Shut down.
Shut down.
We shut down.
Shut down.
We 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 shut down. We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We shut down.
We say, Father in heaven, visit us from tomorrow.
Visit us from tomorrow.
We want to experience,
we want to experience
the Father's visit, through our two speakers. We want to experience the Father's visit.
We want to experience the Father's visit.
We want to experience the Father's visit. let's visit.
We want to experience.
Give them the word.
Give them the word.
Give them the prayer point.
Give them the prayer point.
To come and lead.
To come and lead.
Give them the word.
Give them the word.
And the prayer point.
And the prayer point.
To come and deliver.
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 From tomorrow.
From tomorrow.
To Friday.
To Friday.
And to Sunday.
And to Sunday.
Begin to thank the Lord for the
answers. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Lord, we give you the glory. We thank you for the praise of God.
Lord,
we thank you. We thank you for your goodness.
Lord,
we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.